Pakistan's neighbor India is borrowing a kind of comedy that America's late-night TV talk shows specialize in, taking potshots at political big shots. NPR's South Asia correspondent Philip Reeves met one young man who makes fun of the high and mighty.
Cyrus Broach's TV show is not in New York or Hollywood. It's on the other side of the planet, in India. Yet that doesn't deter him from having fun with American politicians.
Hillary, let's start with you. This political question always crosses my mind. Why do men cheat?
It is part of their whole being. It is what gives them meaning in life.
The other day, India's defense minister keeled over at a public event and had to be carried off. Broach loved that.
What can be funnier than your defense minister taking a salute and fainting? He's your defense minister. He's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's going to be a V-shaped, big, tough guy who's full of, you know, bellicosity and things like that. And then he can't even, you know, stand in the sun for more than 1 hour.
Until a few years ago, Indian television was state-controlled. TV writer Shailaja Bajpai, a senior editor with the Indian Express, says in the old days, television was reverential to those in power.
It was just a very government-oriented news and current affairs. It didn't go into the realm that you could actually poke fun.
Bajpai says Indians don't really go in for that kind of humour.
You have a huge tragic and melodramatic tradition, but you don't have one of comedy, and you still see that even in your pop culture. For instance, on television, all your soaps do well. There's hardly any comedy.
That's changing. India's TV airwaves are flooded with highly competitive private news channels. A politician embroiled in scandal can expect a good grilling. He can also expect to be lampooned by Broacha.
Just when they do silly things, because they do silly things all the time.
Cyrus Broacha belongs to an emerging group of TV satirists in India. He hosts and co-authors a show called The Week That Wasn't on the CNN-IBN channel.
Politicians give up dirty tricks. India wins the Olympics. Bollywood sweeps the Golden Globes.
That's a nice platform because in the English-speaking Indian world, the slightly upmarket part of India, the so-called movers and shakers, we can push the envelope a bit, and we have tried. But here, hopefully, a lot of politicians don't watch the channel because there's no sexy girl on it.
Mention Leno and Letterman to him, and he admits he watches their work, but he says he's his own man with his own style, though he does allow one comparison.
The show that actually we would be closer to is the Jon Stewart show.
I think, yes, you have an attempt now to laugh at all the politicians.
Shailaja Bajpai again.
He is the only one probably who looks at the larger picture. It's not just the politician, therefore, but it's also the presentation of news. He's almost making fun of television news on television news.
Some of the subjects of Broach's mischievous editing are predictable, like Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf.
I think enough is enough.
Okay,
really.
All right. Sorry, General. Thanks for being on this show. But in brief, how do you rate this interview?
In brief, nonsense.
So in brief, you're saying I'm a moron?
200%.
Obviously, Pakistan is the easiest and the most popular joke machine, if you like. Mother-in-law, 100%, very funny. And, you know, we've got serials on mothers-in-laws and sisters-in-laws and all that, joint family. But here, you cannot disrespect your mother and father so much. So when we do gags, there's a little line which is a little different as against in the West.
A comic anywhere should expect his prime minister to do something you can laugh at. But what do you do when it's Manmohan Singh, a man about as amusing as a traffic cone?
Ladies and gentlemen, India is fully aware of its responsibilities as a nuclear weapons state.
Personally, he's a wonderful man. He really is a nice guy. And you don't want to say anything about him personally because he's polite, he's well-read, he's an intellectual. But he's got this one thing, and it only takes one thing. He's working for the boss.
What a year it's been for all of us. A great, great year. Manmohan Singh is still Prime Minister of India. Sonia Gandhi is still in charge of Manmohan Singh.
Shailaja Bajpai again.
It's not so much just his mimicry, but his ease and I think the sense of identification we all have with him too. He's every man in a sense, in urban middle class.
Broacha says even now he has to tread carefully with India's politicians. He'd like to be able to go further. Someone's got to keep the high and mighty in line.
That's our job, as custodians of liberty.
Philip Reeves, NPR News.